Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the Work for Life show. And I'm your host. I'm Dee Leader. You can call me Dee. I want to thank you for taking time to listen in today to the Work for Life show. The Work for Life show, thanks to Blog Talk Radio, has been here since 2010. And since 2010, there have been thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, who have received information where they actually found work, some much-needed job readiness techniques right here at the Work for Life show. Also, there have been, since 2010, I would say about 4 to 5 dozen people, because of the Work for Life show, who actually started their own businesses. So I'm very proud of my record, and I'm very encouraged by the people who have tuned in over the years. But I'm making a few changes. I'm expanding my services here at the Work for Life show. I'll be doing quite a few other things, along with job readiness training workshops. They will still be here available online 24/7, but I'll be doing a lot of hands-on, and I'm intending to widen my listening audience with callers. So I'm looking forward to the coming year, because I know that in America there has been a lot of problems. And I know from experience that the recession of 2007 created a lot of uncertainty in the lives of Americans, individuals, businesses, organizations. Because when it all comes down, when we come down to it, we are human chains. And when the chain links are weakened, we all feel it. Now, in 2008, when President Obama was elected, we were in a recession. In 2009, President Obama hit the ground running and worked, and by the end of 2010, America was looking better. We have a lot to come back from, because a lot of people lost jobs. And from 2007 up until now, 2015, every year, a whole slew of people come into the job market, entry level. So when you look at all the people who lost jobs in 2006 and 7 and 8, and you look at all of the new people who added on to the unemployment numbers in 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, we have a decade of unemployment that hit us all at once, year by year. The good thing is we also have the last 6 years of the administration of President Barack Obama that actually began to increase jobs, create jobs. The job loss in 2008 was 800,000 jobs per month. We're far from that now, and we're doing great. But I want to see us do better. And I know that this week we are commemorating the 10th year anniversary of the storm Katrina. And Katrina, although it struck New Orleans and other parts of Louisiana, lives were changed in New Orleans, and not only New Orleans, but lives of people were changed across America, because cities opened their doors to people from New Orleans, homeowners opened their doors, businesses opened their businesses, people started new businesses, so many things happened. from the year 2005 of Hurricane Katrina up until today. Today, my show, Bringing Your Business Ideas to Life, is to commemorate what America has gone through over the last decade. And it has not been nothing nice, but we have gotten through it because, one, we have a president up there who is totally concerned about the workers, and, two, we have the structure of being workers in America. And because of that structure, we pulled it up another notch, and we did not let everybody sink because it could have been a whole lot worse. But people got together and started doing things to make life better for one another. And we've done it. The thing that I'm most disappointed in is that we had a media, and we have a media, and we have a set of politicians that did not do their very best to help the working class. And even though they didn't help, a lot of them actually did things that hurt. And we have to get beyond that, America. We can no longer allow conglomerates to hurt us as the working class because we are the most powerful group in America, the working class group. So that's why my show today, Bringing Your Business Ideas to Life, it's a salute to New Orleans. It's a salute to the workers of America. And it is time that we put our own destiny in our hands. And I believe we are ready for that, and I believe it will be happening. And I think that by the time President Obama walks out of that White House, that we will see or be experiencing the best America ever. And we're going to do our part right here at the Work for Life show. This show comes to you from Houston, Texas. We've recently relocated because we had to downsize after the recession, but we hung in, and we're going to make it, and we're going to see to it that Houstonians make it, and we're going to be helping people who need second chances to make it, and we're going to be helping entrepreneurs and entry-level employees make it. And we're going to be calling on employers in the community to help these communities thrive, not just survive, and we can do it. We can do it. The strength is going to take us coming together and talking about the problems we have in various communities because cities are different, communities are different, and states are different. But we know that people will make it across America because we always have and we always will. So I want you to begin to focus on starting your business. If you're not interested in starting a business today or you already have a business, think about expanding your business. Home-based businesses is what I'm speaking about. There is money to be made in home-based businesses. If you're not interested in a business and you are a person who's working every day and doing pretty good on your job, if your retirement is not squared away, then I want you to think about supplementing your income because I have shows here to help people start their businesses, expand their businesses, supplement their income with entrepreneurship. Maybe none of these fit you, but you would like more money. More money means upgrade your skills. More money means market your skills. Because you see, what happens with workers is that a lot of times people fail to market their skills to their even current employers. Yes, your employer knows you're doing a good job. Yes, your employer knows you're there every day. Yes, your employer knows that you are valuable. But have you went in and asked for a raise? Because if you haven't spoke up for yourself, according to Scripture, you have not because you asked not. According to Scripture, you have not because you asked amiss. So you have the destiny in your hands of your future, and only you can have the future that you want. And I believe all Americans want a better America. And America, a better America starts with each one of us. Maybe you want to bring your business ideas to life. Maybe you want to update your skills. There are trainings available. Trainings available where you can get a grant, you can get a loan. If you're low income, then there's training available. There is no reason for America not to continue to progress, American workers. You should not ever let the next year catch you in the same place you were the same time last year. If that's happening, you're not doing everything that you have access to. And here at the Work for Life Show, that's what we want to help you do. Bring your ideas to life. And you can get help right here at the Work for Life Show. Because you see, a great idea for a new business or a great idea to expand your existing home-based business might just as well be a lousy idea if you're not taking advantage of the opportunity to bring that business idea to life. The Trinity to bringing your business ideas to life is time, money, and abilities. And those three things are at your disposal today. There is a way when there is a will. You just need to get informed. You just need to ask questions. If you already own a home-based business and find you can't do it alone, you need to step out and get help now. Ask questions. Seek answers. Begin to do something now. A great idea does not put itself into action, no matter how great it is. A great thinker makes great ideas reality. Work for Life is a job readiness training organization that has helped people across America to get jobs and to get their business ideas up and running. And we want to help those of you, especially you in Houston area, do more, get second chances, or begin your entry-level position on the job of your dreams. So whether you want a 9-to-5 or a home-based business, Work for Life can help you beginning here today. I want you to listen to my recent show. I have a link here. Listen to that show, please. And then contact me. And let's get started. Let us help you. Don't pass up an opportunity for a better life, for a better America. I'm here. You can message. You can follow me right now. There's a message board here at Blog Talk Radio. Contact me on my message board after you follow me, and I'll get in touch with you. We can communicate by email, by phone, or online, whichever way you choose. I'm available on Twitter at Work for Life, BEA. My email address, WFL@workforlife.net. Everything that you need, I got it. Your desires are yours. And to make them reality, you have to put your ideas to work. Bring them to life. No matter how great they are, if you don't bring them to life, they might as well be lousy. It takes marketing. It takes analyzing. It takes solution after solution after solution. It takes planning. It takes growth. You're going to see some successes and some not too successful things happen. But you stay focused and you'll get there. Let nobody tell you that it's impossible. It's just like there used to be the story about the bumblebee. Nobody could figure, scientists couldn't figure out why the bumblebee could fly. But the bumblebee could fly. It took time for scientists to determine why it was that with all the odds against the bumblebee could fly. There is nothing that you cannot do if you put your mind to making it happen. Based on your abilities, based on your physical limitations. I'm realist. There are some limitations. But your common sense will tell you the direction that best suits you, where you can prosper. Whatever your limitations are, there are opportunities for you to prosper when you think it out. And that's what I do here at the Work for Life show. I help people get those jobs. I help people start those home-based businesses. I help people expand those home-based businesses. I have shows here, and I'm going to be wanting to be hearing from you guys from now on. And tell your friends about the Work for Life show. And if you're here in Houston, you have got to make up your mind to join us for a workshop. We do at least one a month. Your future is in your hands. You have to stop thinking about your business idea and make it reality. It's up to you. Because thinking about it won't get it done. You have got to do a multitude of things. And if you already have your home-based business, are you advertising? The Work for Life show has advertising services available that you can afford. And I can promise you that if you're trying to run a business, whether it's a home-based storefront or out of your trunk, if you are not advertising, you might as well be trying. It's no better than trying to drive a car that don't have any wheels. It could be the most beautiful car. Car has no wheels. It ain't going nowhere. And that's the same thing that holds true for any business. If you fail to advertise, you're going nowhere fast. So here at the Work for Life show, we're ready to help. You can contact me at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. Follow me. Contact me by way of the message board. Send me an email, wfl@workforlife.net. For life, B-E-A. I'm here. I can help. And if you have a desire, today is the day to put that desire in action. Your life, your destiny, your retirement is in your hands, and you can get the help you need here at the Work for Life show. I'm your host. I'm B. Thank you for listening in. I'll be back here live on Monday. I will be doing my Monday shows from now on. Tell everybody you know to gear up. Prepare to call in on Mondays. I'll be looking to hear from you. Now, I'm not up today for calls, but I got 10 minutes left, so let me try to at least get my chat room open and see where we can go from there. Just hold your horses for a few minutes, and let me see if I can make that happen. Okay. I think I got it open. So, my call in number 424-222-5248. 310, you're on the line. Thank you for calling. Okay, I'm not picking up your voice. Okay. I guess that means I'm having problems because I'm getting a message here on my screen about my audio file. So maybe you can go on and I'm not able to understand you. I'm sorry. Okay. Your call is not coming through. Thank you for trying to come through. Call again. Okay, I am having trouble, guys. Can see that. And there's a message that I don't quite understand, so I assume that's the reason I'm having trouble. So I'm going to be here live every Monday, and especially if you are in the Houston area, I definitely want to hear from you. And even if you're not, I've helped people all across the country do things to make a better life for themselves. It's in our hands. And retirement will be upon you before you know it. And we have some downtime in America. But we can fix it. It's not too late. We can fix it. And so here at the Word of Life show, I have archive files. You're welcome to go in, and if it's something that you're very interested in or something that you're looking for and can't find, my email address, wfl@workforlife.net. I'm on Twitter at WorkForLifeBEA. I have a message board here at blogtalkradio.com/WorkForLife. I'm B, and I want to thank you for listening in, and I'm looking forward to a whole new way of doing things the next year right here at the Work For Life show. Thank you, and make it a good evening.